You're listening to That's What They Say on Michigan Public.
When we inquire about something, one could argue it doesn't really matter if we inquire with an initial I or an initial E, but with the verb insure, it does matter if we insure with an initial I or an initial E.
That's what they say. I'm Rebecca Kruth. Good to have you with us today, and good to have University of Michigan English professor Ann Curzan here in the studio. Hey, Ann.
Hi, Rebecca.
So this week, we've got a question from Osmond. Osmond asked about inquire with an I versus inquire with an E. My coworker, April Van Buren, she's a stateside producer, happened to see that question, and then she turned it into an even longer one.
I know you can inquire, and you can require, and you can be an esquire, but can you ever just choir?
No.
All right, segment over. See you next week.
I know, it's so rare that I do that. I mean, of course, these verbs go back to Latin, and they've come in verbs like acquire, require, inquire. They're all related. They're also related to query, so that may be the closest that we come to just choir. Squire and esquire go back to different roots, so they are not related. But let's go back to the original question, which is, does it make any difference if you spell inquire with an I or an E? Rebecca, have you ever cared about how you spell this word?
I can't say I have.
Do you think you spell it with an initial E?
No, I'm pretty sure I spell it with an I.
Yeah. And that's because the I spelling is the most common spelling in American English. You'll see the E spelling more often in British English, but even in British English, you'll get a lot of the I spelling. If you look in American dictionaries, you will typically see inquire with an I as the main entry. And then with the E spelling, they'll just cross-reference back to the I spelling. The New Zealand Oxford Dictionary notes that these two forms are used pretty interchangeably, but the Associated Press style book in the U.S. recommends the I spelling, not big fans of the E spelling. So it's not that no one cares, but you will see the I spelling more often. Now, Rebecca, as I was looking into this, I noticed something interesting when I looked at the noun form spelled I-N-Q-U-I-R-Y. How do you pronounce that?
Inquiry.
That's how I pronounce it. And so I was surprised when I found notes that said, in American English, the most common pronunciation is with the stress on the second syllable, inquiry.
I've never heard anyone say that.
I thought, huh, I always say inquiry. Okay, Rebecca, before we finish, I don't want to leave our listeners hanging about the verb insure, which I talked about in the opening. With insure, we also have a spelling with an initial I and an initial E, and we get it the same way we do with inquire, which is that the EN spelling goes back to French, the IN spelling goes back to the original Latin. But what's interesting here is that we actually have created a distinction between the two, that insure with an E is to make certain or sure or safe, and insure with an I, while it can also mean that, is used when we're talking about formal insurance from an insurance company. That's the I form. And I'll just note that with inquire with an E and an I, there were some grammarians who tried to say we could use those differently, that we inquire with an E into personal matters, but we inquire with an I into institutional, non-personal matters, but it doesn't look like we ever followed that distinction.
All right, Anne, thank you so much. And all you listeners out there, keep sending us your language inquiries. Anne Curzan is an English professor at the University of Michigan and the author of Says Who, a kinder, funner usage guide for everyone who cares about words. We look at the evolution of language Friday afternoons at 4:45 and Sunday mornings at 9:35 here on Michigan Public. You can also subscribe to the show wherever you get your podcasts. And if you've got a language question for us, email us at language@michiganpublic.org.